Hare Krishna. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Conference call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Shivaram Das Prabhuji. Prabhuji to enlighten us on the topic of the sweetest description of Rasa Leela. So first I would like to hand over the call to Praveen Govind Prabhuji for reading brief introduction about Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, Praveen Govind Prabhuji, please take over call.
Yeah, Hare Krishna, but anuradh pranams to all the devotees in the call. His Grace Shivaram Prabhu is a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, and he joined the Brahmachari Ashram of ISKCON in 1996. He presently resides in Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir, Girgaon Chapati, Mumbai. Since his childhood, he has been inspired and trained by his father in singing. His melodious voice and soul-stringing bhajans has transformed the lives of countless and introduce them to the divine path of devotional service to Krishna. Prabhuji is also well-versed in Shastras, and so not surprising, he is a great Bhagavat Kathakar and a motivational speaker directing many conditioned soul in the most sublime part of Bhakti. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam, all goes to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the topic of Rasa Leela. Now I would like to hand over call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Dhanvat Pranam, Dhanvat Pranam. So I'm grateful to all the devotees. They have assembled to hear some Krishna Katha. Of course, the speaker is not qualified. But for my purification, I speak something. And today's subject is very, very, very interesting and also very purifying. yeah. Of course, for this subject, at least Rasa Leela, I'm not qualified purity wise, but it's my great interest. I love to speak about Vrindavan Dham. And then Gopi's love for Krishna, although I'm not qualified, but by the mercy of Guru Maharaj, by the mercy of previous Acharyas, if we keep on speaking the glories of Vrindavan Dham, speaking the glories of Vaishnavas, then maybe slowly, slowly, before ending our life, we may get some gleams, some drops of this nectar. Thank you. So first, just for 2 minutes, I will sing Radha Madhav and then we'll continue. Jaya Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari, Gopi Jana Vallabha Giribaradhare, Gopi Jana, even in this song also, Gopi Jana Vallabha, Krishna is a Gopi Jana, is very, very dear to the heart of all the gopis. Gopi Jana Vallabha, Giribaradhare, Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana, Jamuna Tira Anachari, Jayo Radha Madhava, Jayo Kunj Bihari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा प्रभु पा प्रभु पा नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल ಓಂ ವಿಷ್ಣುಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಭಕ್ತಲೇ ಶ್ರೀಮತೆ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸಾಮ್ರಾಜ್ಯ ನಾಮನೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವಿ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶತಾರಿ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀ ವಸದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ. Some of you may be wondering why this person is speaking about Rasa Leela. See, unfortunately, in today's modern world, all the literatures of our acharyas, like Six Goswamis, like Jiva Goswami, Vishwanathika Thakur, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and these acharyas have explained the pastimes of Krishna with the gopis, especially the most intimate pastimes with the gopis in their literatures. And unfortunately, the conditioned souls, they directly approach those intimate pastimes. This is the greatness of our Prabhupada, that Prabhupada has given the highest gopis' love for Krishna to everyone, but very safest way, giving a sweet along with the medicine. But this conditioned soul, unfortunately, they don't get the medicine. They get only direct the sweet, which they cannot digest. So therefore, it is the duty of Vaishnavas to present the prayojan, the highest truth, the highest reality, the highest love, the gopis' love for Krishna in such a way. Even a conditioned soul, even an atheist, even a neophyte person, even if he hears that those leelas, they will understand. Not only that, they should appreciate. This is our Gaudiya Sampradaya. Our acharyas have given Krishna, presented Krishna in such a way that they appreciate Krishna first. Therefore, actually, before giving intimate leelas to the conditioned soul, we should present Krishna's greatness. Sukadeva Goswami also did the same thing. Rasleela comes in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. So before even the Rasleela's explanation, he has given all the 9 cantos. And within this 9 cantos, he has explained thoroughly, very beautifully in detail, who Krishna is, what is his greatness. So when we understand his greatness, then we'll not misunderstand that person. So although Rasa Leela is the highest reciprocation of the Jiva and Krishna, but to understand it, to relish it, to appreciate it, one needs adhikar, that qualification. And those qualification, that qualification is given to us. It has been given to us by the previous acharya's mercy. Then only one can understand. One time, isn't it, Radhana Swami Maharaj was giving a class. Sorry, he was discussing with one very, very scholarly person in America. And then he had done his PhD in the literatures of Jiva Goswami. So he asked Radhana Swami Maharaji, Maharaj, I have done PhD in Jiva Goswami literatures and especially in the Rasa Pancham Adhyaya of Krishna's Rasa Leela with the gopis. But my doubt is, my objection is, Krishna is supposed to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is a God, but how can he behave like this? He's dancing with the girls. Not only that, he's dancing with others' wives. It's very disturbing. We cannot accept it. So while speaking with Radhana Swami Maharaj, He was also smoking and drinking. So Maharaj very politely, he said, "My dear sir, it's very good that you have done your PhD, but only problem is you are not even entered in LKG. You are not given up your bad habits. You don't even know Bhagavad Gita. You don't know any of this philosophy. Or, you know, we are not this body, we are spirit soul. You have done only PhD." So then this is the unfortunate conditions of this Kali Yuga people, that they want to understand Krishna Lila without having that qualification. In India, there was a very, very famous politician. He would always carry Bhagavad Gita with him. So, one of the most famous politician in India, freedom fighter. So then he was asked by some of a person, he said, "You from other community, not from Hindu." He said, "Swamiji," "can you speak something about Krishna's Rasa Leela? Because you are a very religious person, you always carry Gita with you. Can you speak a little about Rasa Leela?" So Mahatma, sorry, his name also came up. I should not mention his name. So he said, no. "The person who spoke Bhagavad Gita is totally different, completely different from the person who performed Rasa Leela in Vrindavan." So then, although this person who was asking question, although he didn't belong to Hindu community, but he knew about Krishna. He said, "No, sir, you are wrong." He is the same. Krishna performing Rasa Leela and person Krishna speaking Bhagavad Gita is the same person. But then, unfortunately, this politician said that if it is true, the person who is speaking Bhagavad Gita and also committed to perform Rasa Leela, if it is true, then I feel ashamed of myself calling as a Hindu. See, the great, great pandits, scholars, politicians, and they are called Mahatmas, but they don't have any basic understanding. My dear sir, if you don't know anything about God, Krishna, scriptures, what you have to do? Just keep quiet. You don't have to give answer to all the questions. So therefore, it's the duty of a devotee is to present Krishna in such a way that they will appreciate first. So, what is a Sriti fal? Shruta Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10th, before even starting Rasa Leela, he says Sriti fal means whoever describes Krishna's Rasa Leela with the gopis, and whoever hears this beautiful Leela, Krishna performing Rasa Leela with the gopis, what is the benediction? What is the Sriti fal that person gets? Whoever hears or whoever listens, whoever speaks or whoever listens, both these personalities will become free from lusty desires. People call it, it's a lusty affairs. It is adulterous, right? But then, if you hear this Krishna Leela, Rasa Leela, the person who hears, that person also becomes free from lusty desires. How can it be lusty affair? How can Krishna be immoral? Just by hearing about him, you become purified from lust. How can he be immoral? And Bhagavad Gita says, "Yatra yogeshwaro Krishna, yatra parthadhanurdharha, tatra si vijayo bhuti dhruva nitir matir mama." Because we are first part of our lecture, we are discussing the Siddhanta part. Siddhanta means philosophy. Of course, devotees wants to hear directly that beautiful Leela in the Vrindavan forest. But before, you know, because when you present Krishna to someone else, Rasa Leela, so these points are very helpful before even describing Rasa Leela to others. The first point is, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. Wherever there is Krishna, who is a master of the mystic powers, and Arjuna, who is the greatest archer, these two personalities, wherever these two personalities are, there is a victory, and most important, there is a morality. So if Krishna is present there, and Bhagavad Gita says there is a perfect, complete spiritual morality is there, how can he be immoral? Bhagavad Gita says this. And who is speaking Bhagavad Gita? Is it some mundane Hollywood, Bollywood star? Is he speaking or acting like Krishna? Sukadeva Goswami, amazing personality. The first canto explains what is the qualification of Shuddha Goswami, Sukadeva Goswami. He didn't even see the difference between the young, beautiful girls and even stone or trees. This is his qualification. He does not see difference between this male or a female or any material objects. For him, honor and dishonor, gold and the pebble is same, complete, no difference. And this personality is speaking about Gopi's Leela with Krishna. And before even speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, the 10 canto Rasa Leela, first 9 cantos, Sukadeva Goswami has thoroughly condemned his lusty affairs by telling all different different pastimes like Pururava, Urvasi, and other so many stories. He says, see, this is very bad. Lusty affairs, this is very bad. All 9 cantos, bad, 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 bad. Then, after explaining that these things are mundane, how can he again repeat the same thing? What a point. What a Parishit Maharaj is such a personality. This person is a main srota. He's a main hearer, audience. Parishit Maharaj, just imagine, he's only 7 days have left. He's got curse from this Brahmana boy that he will be dying now within 7 days. If a person is dying within 7 days, will he be interested in hearing or seeing Hollywood movies or Bollywood movies? Why will he waste his time in some mundane affairs? Here, 4 days have already passed. 3 days, 4 days have already passed. And now Sukadeva Goswami, only 3 days remaining for Parishit Maharaj. And he is speaking Krishna's Rasa Leela. That means it's the highest. This is not mundane. We can tell people, Sukadeva Goswami is speaking Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam Rasa Leela. And Parishit Maharaj is the main Shrota. And there were some demigods sitting in the Bhagavad Sapta. Sukadeva Goswami said, you get lost from here. You are not qualified to hear this Katha. Just imagine what qualification requires for hearing Rasa Leela. And what are the other audience during the Rasa Leela? It is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam. All the gods, practically all the prominent gods of the different planets, heavenly planets, they were all present in Vrindavan Dham. Of course, they didn't land on the Vrindavan sand. But they were hovering in an airplane and they were watching from the sky. And what was their mood when they were watching this beautiful Leela of Rasa Leela? They felt themselves so fortunate that at least we got some gleams to see Krishna and the gopis. Such a beautiful, loving reciprocation. Some of the gods like Brahma, Shiva and even Vishnu also had come. Vishnu also came. So they were just with folded hands appreciating Rasa Leela. And other gods, they were constantly showering flowers. Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakra Thakur writes in the comments, in their commentary, that these other gods, apart from Shiva and these 2-3 gods, the other gods, they were constantly showering flowers on the gopis and Krishna. That means they were worshipping this act of gopis dancing with Krishna. Krishna performed Rasa Leela at the age of 8. So if you see some boys and girls of age 7, 8, you get some doubt if these people, you know, these kids will do something nonsense. Here is Krishna, 8 years old. Of course, he is ageless. We cannot say just, 8 years. But at least, mundane calculation, while performing Rasa Leela, he was 8 years old. How can there be any some lusty affairs? Before even performing Rasa Leela, Rasa Leela happened at age of 8. At the age of 7, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. If you consider Krishna as an ordinary person, he is just, you know, dancing with any woman. My dear sir, just before that, you try to lift a mountain and then you can also perform Rasa Leela. There was one bogus Baba. Nowadays, he is in the jail. His favorite activity was during Sharad Purnima night, during the holy festivals, he would take a hose pipe, water hose pipe in his hands, and all his disciples, all the lady disciples, not male, all the lady disciples, they would gather in the ground and he would throw that, you know, shower that hose pipe water on all his gopis, and he would say, now, and he would also wear peacock feather. I am Krishna and these are all gopis and I am now playing holy with them. And for Rasa Leela, he would act like Krishna. And all these lady disciples, they become gopis. And last, I think 6-7 years, he's in the jail. He's performing Rasa Leela in the jail. So, it is not, we cannot imitate Krishna. He's not a mundane personality. Krishna is the supreme personality. He's the master of Vishnu. He's the master of Brahma, Shiva and others. So, Krishna's love with the gopis is not like Laila Majnu love. Here, Ranja or Romeo, Juliet. Oh, I love you. Not this. Krishna and the gopis absolutely had no physical connection. Physical connection means how these mundane lovers, they act. Krishna and the gopis, their love is only heart. It is pure. Even Krishna in Dwarka, he had 16,108 wives. And each wife had 10 sons. But Krishna, he didn't have that physical sexual activity with anyone. Krishna had absolutely no connection. This is completely pure. And when Krishna was performing Rasa Leela with the gopis, that Rasa Leela also happened in their spiritual bodies. Jiva Goswami clearly writes that it happened in spiritual bodies. Krishna is called Aptakami. Aptakami means he is self-satisfied. I'll come to the Rasa Leela point also. But before that, we must understand the Siddhanta. This is our proper style. Speak the Siddhanta and then Rasa. Rasa with Siddhanta is a perfect combination. Krishna is Aptakami. Aptakami means self-satisfied. For his pleasure, he does not require anyone else's help. We are not aptakami. A male needs a female, female needs a male, or we are dependent on so many things. Krishna is not dependent on anyone or anything. And the example is given. Narayan Rishi was performing tapasya on him in Himalayas. And then when Indra came to know, oh my God, Narayan Rishi wants my throne. He wants to become Indra. He immediately called upon all his heavenly names, the Apsaras. He said, go and distract him because he wants my position. So all the Apsaras came. They started dancing. Kamadeva also started singing. And everywhere the atmosphere was very nice for enjoyment. And then Narayan Rishi opened his eyes and he looked at the girl. The Apsaras, heavenly nymph, and he said, why are you here? What do you want? So this Apsara said, we came here to distract you. And she said, I understand you. You are just a servant of Indra. Please go back and tell Indra that I am not interested in his throne. And you cannot disturb me. You want to see my power? From his skin pores, from his body, Narayan Rishi emanated, expanded hundreds of beautiful heavenly damsels, Apsaras. And these Apsaras which came out of Narayan Rishi's body, they were more beautiful than the Apsaras who had come from the heavenly planet. And then Narayan Rishi said, see, I can create more beautiful ladies from my body who are better beautiful than you. Do you think that I need all of you? And one of these Apsara who came out of Narayan Rishi's body was Urvasi, the most beautiful Apsara in the heavenly planet. And then Indra said, Narayan Rishi said, this Urvasi is for Indra as a gift from me. Now our Acharya is right. Narayan Rishi is just a partial expansion of Krishna. If Narayan Rishi can create such a beautiful Akshara from his body and he does not need anyone's help, do you think that Krishna needs? Narayan Rishi is just a partial expansion. Why does Krishna need him? One time in Vaikuntha, Lakshmi Mata, she was busy massaging the lotus feet of Narayana, and she sees a child is born. Now Lakshmiji Mata, she asks Narayan, my dear master, child is born, I don't even know. Generally, for giving a birth to a child, husband and wife, both of them require, isn't it? Husband only cannot give birth to a child. Wife is there, should be there. But Narayan said, no, I don't even need you for giving birth to a child. he is such an aptakami, he's so self-satisfied, he does not even need the help of Lakshmi Mata. And Krishna, he's so pure, unlimitedly pure. Gangamai, she is such a pure. Anyone, any sinful person, if that person goes and take bath in the water body of Mayachi, takes a bath in Mother Ganga, that person becomes completely free from all the sinful reactions. This is Mother Ganga's greatness. And who is Mother Ganga? Mother Ganga is a Charanamrita. She is a water washed from Krishna's lotus feet. If Krishna's Charanamrita is so pure, how much pure that person must be? Bhishma Dev, when Krishna, all the kings from different states, kingdom, they had come for Yudhishthira Maharaj's Rajasvi Yajna, and everyone was praising Bhishma Dev. Oh, he's the greatest, great brahmachari, nastic brahmachari. And Bhishma Dev laughed. And Bhishma, they pointed towards Krishna. They said, you are calling me brahmachari? Okay, it's okay. But if you see this person, Krishna, he is the greatest of all brahmacharis. Most of them didn't understand what Bhishma Dev is saying. One time, even Durvasa Rishi, when the gopis, they wanted to cross over Jamuna Mai, so Durvasa Rishi told them, Krishna is the most purest, just means nastic brahmachari. Really? Then Durvasa Muni said, if it is true, if Krishna is a nastic, purest brahmachari, then this Yamuna Mai, because there was a flood in Yamuna, the Yamuna Mai will give a path to you to cross over. Yeah, gopis came to Yamuna and said, if Krishna is most just pure brahmachari, give us away. And immediately Yamuna Mai parted into two. This shows that Krishna is not at all interested in physical body. If he was interested only in physical body, why did he love Kubja, who was the ugliest, disfigured lady? He loved her. Krishna loved elephant Gajendra. Now who will love animal? Krishna loved elephant Gajendra. Krishna loved small boy Prahlad. Krishna loved that tribal old lady Shabari. That shows that Krishna is only interested in your loving heart, that loving propensity. Krishna, in this material world, Kamadeva is called Manmatha, one who controls the mind of everyone, that Kamadeva. But where do we chant Kama Gayatri, the last Gayatri in our Brahma thread? That Kama Gayatri shows that this Kamadeva is not ordinary Kamadeva. This Kamadeva is Supreme Krishna. When you chant Kama Gayatri, that is Krishna. So in this world, everyone is controlled by lusty desires by Kamadeva. But the gopis' love for Krishna has no intervention of this material world's Kamadeva. That is pure. That Manmatha, that Krishna. So, Atmendriya Prativancha Tare Balekam కృష్ణేంద్రియ ప్రతివంచరే ప్రేమనా. ఇఫ్ యూ ట్రై టు సాటిస్ఫై అవర్ ఓన్ సెన్సెస్ దెన్ దాట్ ఈస్ లస్ట్. వెరీ క్లియర్ కృష్ణదాస్ కవిరాజ గోస్వామి రైట్స్ దట్ ఇఫ్ సమ్వన్ ట్రైస్ టు సాటిస్ఫై హిస్ ఆర్ హర్ ఓన్ సెన్సెస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ లస్ట్. బట్ ఇఫ్ సమ్వన్ ట్రైస్ టు సాటిస్ఫై కృష్ణ సెన్సెస్ దట్ ఈస్ ప్యూర్ లవ్. సో ఆన్ ద శరత్ పూర్ణిమ నైట్ దిస్ వాజ్ అ స్పెషల్ నైట్. నౌ కృష్ణ ఇమ్మీడియట్లీ he suddenly remembered the gopis' love for him. And then he decided, okay, today I will reciprocate with all these gopis who have been waiting for me since millions of years. So imagine, wow, how these gopis were waiting for Krishna from millions of years. So many scriptures, Puranas also, and other scriptures mention the history of the gopis. Who are all these gopis? There were millions and millions and millions and billions of gopis present in Vrindavan Dham. Some gopis, they directly came from the spiritual world, from Goloka Vrindavan, to assist Krishna in his pastimes. They are all eternal associates of Krishna. Like Sri Radha, Ashtasakis, and some Manjaris, they are always with Krishna. Either Krishna is in Goloka Vrindavan or Krishna, wherever Krishna manifests in this material world in Vrindavan Dham, they always accompany him. This is one type of gopis group. And there are most of the other gopis. They are all sadhana siddhas. Sadhana siddha means by performing tapasya, austerities, and especially chanting Krishna's holy name, associating with devotees for many, many lifetimes, and then developing that love for Krishna in the gopis' mood. These souls, they were traveling in so many lifetimes in different planet, and then finally, after becoming completely sadhana siddha, free from all the sinful reactions, free from all the propensities of committing sinful act, and then develop love for Krishna completely, then such a jiva gets a body in Bhauma Vrindavan, where Krishna has expanded from Goloka Vrindavan to this Bhauma Vrindavan, and he is performing Leela. So then this soul also gets that body in Bhauma Vrindavan. So all these gopis, our acharya is right, that when Lord Ramachandra, he went to Mithila to get married to Sitamai. So after marriage, Sitamai and Lord Ram, they were looking so beautiful. All the ladies of Mithila, by seeing Lord Ram and Sita, they were looking so beautiful. All the ladies of Mithila, they also develop a desire to get Lord Ram as their husband. So Lord Ram, sitting in everyone's heart, he understood what the desire of these ladies of Mithila. So, through his glance, he reciprocated with everyone and gave the message to them that in this lifetime, I have taken a vow to just accept one lady, that's Sita, as my wife. But your desires will be fulfilled in Dwapar Yuga. So, he gave that promise or blessings to all the ladies of Mithila. So, after marriage, when he was coming towards Ayodhya, so after entering into Ayodhya, again, all the Ayodhya ladies, they saw, oh, such a beautiful personality, Lord Ram and Sitamai. So then they also developed the same desire. Oh, we also want Lord Ram as our husband. Lord Ram said, don't worry, in Dwapar Yuga, your desire will be fulfilled. Then after some years, Lord Ram and Sita, they were banished in the forest. So when Lord Ram came to Panchavati, Nastik Dandakaranya forest, there were many abhorrent girls. They also wanted Lord Ram as a husband. Lord Ram, they said, okay, in Dwapar Yuga, it is also be fulfilled. And then in the same forest, there were many hundreds and thousands of sages and rishis. They also developed a desire that we also want to serve Lord Ram as Sitamai served Lord Ram. So Lord Ram said, not in this lifetime. In Dwapar Yuga, it is also be fulfilled. And then after Ravana was killed and Lord Ram came back to Ayodhya, and then he wanted to perform yagya, but Sitamai already was banished in the forest, and then there were golden statues of Sita was built, deities of Krishna's were built, and then they also had a desire. Lord Ram said, and end of the Dwapara. Matsya avatar, when he performed his leela on this planet, all the daughters of Varundev, they also wanted to get married to Matsyadev. But he said, Dwapara Yuga. Vamandev, in Sutala planet, all the ladies, they also wanted to marry Ramandev. He said, no, in Dwapara Yuga. Then Prithu Maharaj, he came to Barhishmati. His kingdom was Barhishmati. So those ladies also wanted to marry Prithudev, Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj also said, in Dwapara Yuga. All the Vedas and Srutis and Smritis, they are to sing Narayana. He said, we also want to have you as our husband. He said, in Dwapara Yuga. Not only that, all the herbs and the medicines, when they saw Dhanvantri avatar, so they also wanted to get married to him. He said, and Dhanvantri said, in Dwapara Yuga, when Krishna will perform Rasa Leela, for some time he will appear as a herbs, as a some plants and trees, flower trees, and then immediately after some time you will also get the bodies of ladies and you will also participate in Rasa Leela. So in this way, we'll find all these different avataras. They had given promise and blessings to thousands and millions and billions of jivas that your desires will be fulfilled in the end of the Dwapara Yuga. Even Krishna will appear. The original Supreme Master will appear. Now you see, Krishna is such an amazing person. All these incarnations, Lord Ram and other avataras, they're very nice. But the priority in their life is for the duties. My principles and my duties. The first priority is for duties. But Krishna appeared. For Krishna, first priority is for reciprocation with the devotees. Amazing, huh? Krishna didn't bother, you know, what people will say. Just like, you know, when Krishna gave promise to Arjuna, Name Bhakta Pranashati, my devotees will never perish. I will protect them. So now, when Bhishma Dev was about to kill Arjuna, Krishna broke his own promise and he rushed towards Bhishma Dev to kill him. And Arjuna said, my dear Krishna, you have taken a promise, you have taken a vow not to lift any weapon, not to fight in the battle, and you are breaking your own promise. Krishna says, for me, protecting our devotees, reciprocation with my devotees is the first priority. And duty is what people will call me after millions of lifetimes, after some time in Kali Yuga, I don't care. But other avataras, they care for duties and responsibilities. Therefore, Krishna is an amazing personality. So here, on this day of Sharad Purnima night, he remembered, Matsya avatar, he gave promise to so many jivas. They also now appeared in Vrindavan as gopis. All the different jivas, although they don't know, I know, they all appeared as gopis in Vrindavan. Our Acharya is right that whenever Krishna plays his flute, it has a transcendental effect in Vrindavan Dham. Like, for example, when Krishna played his flute, and under the Kadamba tree, all the trees of Vrindavan Dham, they started, you know, showering flowers on Krishna. Although it was not a season of flower bearing, but still every tree was laden with flowers and fruits. That is the effect of Krishna's flute. When Krishna played his flute, all the stones, they started melting. The animate became inanimate, and inanimate object became animate. Jamuna Mai stopped flowing. All the deers, with their rapt attention through their ears, they were just drinking the nectar of Krishna's flute. Acharya is right Even the ferocious carnivorous animals like tigers and lions, when they hear Krishna's flute, they forget their nature as a carnivore or a ferocious animal, and they just become like a tamed animal. This is Krishna's flute. Even when Krishna plays his flute, cows, all of the grass is there in their mouth, but they forget to chew that grass. All the calf is sucking the nipple or breast of a cow's udder. Although the nipple is in the mouth of a calf, the calf has forgotten to even suck the nipple, the breast milk. This is the effect of Krishna's flute. But here, the acharyas write, on this night of Sharad Purnima, when Krishna played his flute, nobody heard that flute. Krishna plays flute, whenever he played flute, generally, it is heard by everyone. But on this night, when Krishna played his flute, it was meant only for the gopis. It was meant only for a reciprocating all the jivas who have been waiting for billions of lifetimes. So these gopis, with this Krishna played his flute, this sound vibration reached in Vrindavan town. Krishna was on the bank of Jamuna. He played his flute on the Kadamba tree. Even today also we have the Shringarvat on the bank of Jamuna. At that place, Krishna started playing his flute and the sound vibration entered in Vrindavan town. And only the gopis heard that sound. And everyone was normal. One of the acharya writes, when Krishna plays his flute, tilting his head towards the left, that means this playing his flute is meant only for the gopis. When Krishna tilts his head towards the left, that is for gopis. When he is playing flute, tilting his head towards the right, it is for gopas and other brajavasis. When Krishna playing his flute, keeping his head upwards towards the sky, that is meant for the demigods. When Krishna is playing his flute and looking downwards on the ground, that is meant for the cows and other animals, the birds and everyone. And when he is looking straight and playing his flute, that is meant for all the vines, the herbs, the trees, and the complete nature. Now this time, on the Sharad Purnima night, Krishna tilted his head towards the left. That showed and gave indication only to the gopis. So it was almost, you know, evening, not evening time. Evening had already passed, night time. The sound vibration, as soon as the gopis heard it, what was the reaction? Not the reaction, respond of the gopis. Some gopis were doing their household duties. Just like one gopi, she was holding a milk pot in her hands. As soon as she heard that flute sound, now please remember, as soon as she heard that flute sound, immediately, within a fraction of a second, all that history of millions of years history. I was doing this, and then I was, you know, some gopis and they were from Matsya Avatar or Kurma Avatar, from Vaidhi Avatar. Suddenly, fast forward. Oh my God, I was waiting for Krishna. And this is that day. My master is now waiting for that reciprocation. And, you know, that gopi had no time to keep that milk pot safe somewhere. No. She just dropped it down within a millisecond. She just left that pot and that pot fell on the ground and she left. So most of the family members, mothers, they were thinking, what has happened to these gopis? Why and where are they running? And why are they running in this night time? Because they didn't hear the flute sound. So most of the gopis, they started running towards the forest. But there were some gopis. Jiva Goswami writes that some of the gopis were by force. They were forced by their family members not to leave their house. But then in their meditation, in the rad meditation, they just think, they thought about Krishna. And although Krishna was present in the on the bank of Jamuna, Krishna personally came in that house. Jiva Goswami writes, Krishna personally came in that house and took the soul of that lady. Took the soul of that lady and went back again to Vrindavan forest. That means she came with Krishna with her spiritual body. She did not die. That gopi did not die. But she joined Krishna with her spiritual body. In this way, all the gopis of Vrindavan, they got a chance to be with Krishna and the Vrindavan forest. So, our acharyas, they write how these gopis were running towards the forest. As soon as they heard the sound of Krishna's flute, some gopis were decorating themselves. They immediately stopped it, started running. Some gopis were wearing dress. I mean, it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam also. But they just forgot this. Anyway, they started running towards Vrindavan forest. And acharyas write, when they were running towards the Vrindavan forest, they didn't even know whether there was a sand or a thorns or some jivas on the ground. There was one gopi, she, a python caught hold the feet of the gopi. But that gopi didn't even understand whether this huge python has circled her feet. And within just one kick, that python was thrown away from so much of distance. That gopi did not even understand that there was a python who had wrapped his coil around gopi's feet. And they were, some of the gopis, they were running as if there were wings to their bodies. They were just like a flying towards Krishna. One acharya writes that the gopis were running towards Krishna just like an archer. When an archer releases his arrow, what speed the arrow moves, with that speed the gopis were moving. One acharya writes, just like, somehow that a bird escapes from the cage. How happy that bird is. For so many years, the bird was inside the cage crying. But now the bird is somehow, the door is open and bird is escaped. How happy that bird will be, and with what speed the bird will fly. In the same mood, with the same intensity, the gopis were also running towards Krishna. This is actually the real situation and position of a living entities. Some people may say, what is the need? Why the gopis have to give up their husband, their family members, their homes? Is it not immoral? Well, Acharya is right. Amazing. He said, my dear sir, is it that first time the gopis are now giving up their parents, husband and other family relatives and they are going to Krishna? And don't you think you will also leave your families? How long you can be with your wife or a husband or a children or in this world? I had it 100 years. After that, even if you don't want, you will have to quit everything. And this is not the first time. For millions of, not millions of years, millions of lifetimes. Millions of lifetimes, we had taken a form, the bodies of different creatures and also human being body. Millions of lifetimes. And then every lifetime, we had a different one set of, one wife and husband and children. And every lifetime, we had that set. And then after some time, we gave it up. And then we accepted another set of family. And then another set of family. This went on for millions of lifetimes. Now, this is the first time you are accepting your real husband. This is the first time you are accepting your real wife, your real lover. Just like, the soul is looking for Krishna for millions of lifetimes. And therefore, because Krishna is not present, that person is become dissatisfied and frustrated. Because that same love he tries to apply on the person in this material, mundane person. But that person cannot satisfy the soul. How Krishna satisfies everyone. Then ultimately becomes frustrated. So finally that Krishna, that satisfaction, that happiness, the desire to be happy, that will be complete and perfect when the jiva meets Krishna. Jiva Goswami writes, beautiful. In India, there is one concept. Ladies, they call their pati as a Parameshwar. They say like that, pati Parameshwar, pati Parameshwar. Jiva Goswami says that here, in this mundane world, you consider your husband as a Parameshwar. That my husband is like my Parameshwar. Here, the gopi's pati is, Parameshwar is their pati. You try to consider your pati as a Parameshwar. Here, the gopi's pati, Parameshwar himself is a pati. How great, how fortunate these gopis are. No one can accuse, no one can say these gopis are immoral. Are Brahmaji? Brahmaji is offering prayers to Krishna. My dear Krishna, this is in Srimad Bhagavatam. Brahmaji offers prayers to Krishna. My dear Krishna, if you are really happy with me, satisfied and happy with me, just grant me one boon. Krishna says, what is that? He says, the gopis, they are so humble. Even if I ask the dust from their lotus feet, they will not give me. So therefore, give me a birth as a lowly blade of grass in Vrindavan Dham, so that these gopis will trample, they will walk on my head, and they'll get the dust of the lotus feet. The same type of prayers were offered by Uddhavji also. Same type. So he became a blade of grass at Sanskar. So all these big gods, they are not comparing themselves with these gopis. They know who the gopis are. They just want the dust of their lotus feet. And what is Shiva? What Shiva offers the prayers? He says, amazing. Dada Kripa Kataksha says, Makeshwari, Kriyeshwari, Swadheshwari, Sureshwari, Triveda Bharatishwari, Pramana Shasaneshwari, Rameshwari, Shameshwari, Pramodakananeshwari, Brajeshwari, Brajadhipe, Sri Radhike, Namostute, Sri Radhike, Namostute. Shiva, in the presence of Parvati, he is offering these prayers. O Mother Sri Radha, you are the source of all the strength. You provide strength to all the sacrifices and yajnas, everything. You are worshipable even by Bhudevi and Sri Devi. I offer my pranam, Sri Radha. O Mother, please shower your blessings upon me. Just imagine Brahma, Shiva, Uddhava, Narad, all these great personalities, they are worshipping these gopis, and the stupid fellows of Kali Yuga, they ask this question, why these gopis are acting immorally, why they are giving up their families? Or Vedic Shastra says, ultimately, everyone will have to become detached not immaturely. You should not give up your home and facilities, home and responsibilities, your family members. We must take care of our family members. We must do our duties and responsibilities, but we must know in the heart of our hearts that me and my whole family, everyone is meant for serving Krishna. And ultimately, we have to develop love for Krishna. Just like Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya, when he was 7 years old, he asked his mother, "Oh mother, for the welfare of mankind, I want to take sannyas. I want to give up everything." Mother said, "I won't give you blessings." Shankaracharya says, "Acha, you will not give me blessings." He played a trick and he was taking bath in the river. So there was an illusory crocodile. Shankaracharya created an illusory crocodile. So the illusory crocodile was pouncing upon Shankaracharya. Shankaracharya was in the river and he called his mother who was sitting on the bank. He said, "Oh mother, if you give me blessings to take sannyas, and then this crocodile will leave me." So mother said, "Okay, okay, beta, I'll give you blessings." So as soon as he gave blessings, the crocodile disappeared because it was an illusory crocodile. He came on the bank and mother says, no, I won't give you blessings. Shankaracharya says, no, you already given me blessings. So even Ramanujacharya, when he wanted to take sannyas, but his mother, his wife, wouldn't allow him. So, see, Ramanujacharya wrote a false letter. And this letter was given to his wife. The letter was written by Ramanujacharya. That there is, your father's health is not good, so you have to go to meet your father. So when she read that letter, she immediately ran to meet her father. And Ramanujacharya, during that time, he took sannyas. And then Ramanujacharya actually cheated his wife for higher cause. So we see all these great personalities and everyone, even the great rishis and sages and the gods, they are also praying to Krishna that please, even Kunti Maharani says, "My dear Krishna, please cut off my attachment from all my family members." All the Pandavas were pure devotees of Krishna. But still, Kunti Maharani says, no, I want to be attached only to you. Please cut off my attachment for my family members and for everything. These devotees have shown that ultimate attachment and love should be only for Krishna. All these great acharyas, devotees, and gods, for them, they had to make efforts to become detached from this world. For the gopis, it was most natural. They were born detached. There was no training given. There was no need. You will never find the gopis' prayers praying to Krishna, "Please make me detached from this world." They are already naturally detached from this world. So, see, if you read Bhagavatam, first canto till 9th canto, all the 12 cantos, all the big gods of the heavenly planet, including Shiva and Brahma and other devotees of Krishna, they are offering prayers to Krishna. And what is the culmination? The essence of the prayers is, "My dear Krishna, please grant me a boon so that I'll never forget you." Isn't it? This is the ultimate conclusion of all the prayers of all the gods and their devotees. That let me remember you always and never forget you. This is the essence. The gopis' problem is, our problem is that we cannot remember Krishna. And gopis' problem is that they can never forget Krishna. Just see the greatest. What is the difference? Amazing. The demigods and the devotees, they are struggling to remember Krishna. And the gopis' problem is that they cannot forget Krishna. That is their problem. These gopis. So when they heard Krishna's flute, they were so happy and immediately ran towards down the forest. Acharya writes that Krishna is the supreme pure. He is like a fire. If somebody wants to be in the fire, that person has to be fiery. Unless someone is a fiery element, that fiery element only can survive in the fire. So Krishna is completely pure. The gopis must be completely pure. Acharya is also right. The gopis' beauty. What are these gopis? Another Acharya writes that heavenly nymph, all the apsaras of heavenly planet, they are so beautiful. When the apsaras, heavenly nymph damsels, when they take bath in some pond, some lake, that whole lake, the water of that lake becomes fragrant like a perfume. Their bodies are so beautiful. We have to apply perfume. But their bodies, it oozes perfume. When they take bath in the water becomes perfume. How beautiful they must be. But then Sachi, wife of Indra, Saraswati, and other prominent ladies of heavenly planets, they are much more beautiful than the ordinary apsaras. And then Acharya writes, all the Vaikunthavasis ladies, they are million times more beautiful than heavenly planets apsaras damsels. And Lord Shiva says again, Anantakoti Vishnu Lokanam Brapatmajarchite Himadrija Pulomaja Viranchaja Varaprade Aparase Tiridesa Padanguli Nakhe Padakari Shasi Hama Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam Padakari Shasi Hama Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. Shivaji, he writes that all these human Lakshmis, of course, we are not minimizing the position of Lakshmi Mata. Absolutely, there is no difference between Lakshmi and Sri Radha. Still, in Vrindavan Dham, Lakshmi Mata, with a folded hand, she bows at the lotus feet of Krishna. This is Radha Kripa Kataksha. Shivaji himself is saying, Shiva himself is writing, she bows at the lotus feet of Sri Radha. And we mention all the apsaras and ladies of this heavenly planet. This shloka explains that Lakshmi, she is a goddess of wealth, dhan. Saraswati is a goddess of knowledge. Durga is a goddess of power, shakti. All these great ladies, they get their strength and power from the Padangulai Nakhai, from the toenails of Sri Radha. See, this is not a Gaudiya Acharya. It's not a Rupa Goswami writing or Jiva Goswami is writing. No, Shiva is telling to Parvati, Parvati in Durga, you also get your strength from the toenails of Sri Radha. Even Lakshmi, she also gets her power, that dhana, wealth, from the toenails of Sri Radha. Just imagine who are Acharyas or Parampara Acharyas that are the most intimate Sakis and Manjaris from Sri Radha's group. They are always serving the lotus feet of Sri Radha. Even the big gods and goddesses, they can't even understand theoretically who Sri Radha is. Therefore, you will find many people of Kali Yuga, they ask this question, if the gopis are so great, why their names? Radharani's name also is not mentioned in the Shastras. Even other gopis also. There were no mentions of the gopis anywhere in the Shastras. Why is like that? we must listen from the authentic bona fide devotees of Krishna. Those who love Sri Radha, those who love Krishna. But Jiva Goswami Ji, he writes, "O Kali Yuga Jiva, you want to know why there are no mentions of the Gopi's name and Radharani's name in the Shastra? Ananta Shesha, he has many forms. Ananta Shesha has many forms, not just hoods. He has many forms, and amongst the many forms, there is one form of Ananta Shesha which has thousands of heads. That Ananta form, that one form, particular form, is meant only for glorification of Krishna's pastimes, with hundreds and thousands of hoods. One Ananta Shesha is dedicated only for glorifying Krishna. And now, please understand, although he is trying to glorify Krishna with thousands of mouths, he cannot explain completely who Krishna is and what is his pastimes. And this Krishna, which Brahma cannot understand, Shiva cannot understand, Ananta Shesha cannot understand, and no one can understand, this Krishna is Vrindavan Dham, and what is he doing? He is doing menial service in the houses of gopis. Krishna once went to one gopi's house, and like this, the hands, he says, "Oh gopi, I'm very hungry. Please give me some butter." And the gopi looked at Krishna and she says, "Don't you see what I'm doing? If you are in so much of hurry, then help me." And what the gopi was doing? She was making cow dung patties. And she says, "If you are in so much of hurry, help me, then I'll give you butter and buttermilk." So Krishna is now helping that gopi making cow dung patties. Or Acharya Jiva Goswami. You just try to understand. You cannot understand Krishna fully, all the gods. And this person is serving menially in the houses of these gopis. How will you understand them? How will you understand their glories? Jiva Goswami says that. And then you want to say that, "Oh, there are no names. Gopi's name is not mentioned." Are you cannot understand even absolute truth. And therefore you say, 90, 90, 90. If you ask someone, you know, what is Supreme God? Or not this, not this, not this. If you say not this from, not this about Krishna, how will you, what will you say about the gopis' love? And our acharyas, they are from this intimate group. We are so unlimitedly fortunate. What we have to do? Just be grateful. Just be grateful to our previous acharyas and try to serve Vaishnavas. And one most important thing, just try to follow the instructions as it is given by our previous acharyas. That is the only qualification we need now. No need to speculate. Whatever the previous acharyas have told us to do, just do, go on doing it. And you will be in the same zone. So this is the glories of our acharyas. So now these gopis, they have reached to the forest. Now Krishna is sitting under the kadamba tree, whatever, Vamshivata, and he's playing his flute. When he saw the gopis are there, so he first tasted all the gopis. "Oh gopis, why have you come here? It's the middle of the night. And don't you see there are ferocious animals? There are also snakes. There are also scorpions. So if you have come here to see the beauty of the forest, okay, you have seen the beauty. Now you go back. All your family members are waiting for you." So in the beginning, gopis didn't say anything. But then again, Krishna said, "Oh, your family members are waiting for you." And then one of the gopis said, "Krishna, don't try to cheat us. Billions of lifetimes, we were waiting, our family members were waiting, and we were waiting for them. This happened for millions of lifetimes, Krishna. This is no more. We want to end this cycle here." you are the only master. So when Krishna saw they are really genuine, they are determined, so then Krishna decided to reciprocate with their spiritual desires. And immediately Vijaya Goswami says, when Krishna wanted to reciprocate with the gopis, Krishna, moon took his position in the sky. Moon took his position in the sky at the right place. And moon was in his full glory. Full moon, very bright. One of our acharya writes, this moon was acting like a filament camera. Just like for shooting, you need a nice bright camera. Then you can shoot nicely, right? Video shooting. So the demigods wanted to shoot Rasa Leela. So they used the moon like a camera. Or Acharya writes this. So the moon acted like a camera. And then this line of for shooting also, you throw some light, nice shining light. Moon did the same thing. For Rasa Leela, there was a complete blissful moonshine everywhere. And then Krishna entered amidst all the gopis. In the beginning, Krishna did not expand himself. He was just a single Krishna. He entered amidst all the gopis. All the gopis gathered together. And then they started decorating Krishna's body with the different flowers. So Goswami, I think Vishwanath Chakra Thakur writes that the gopis started decorating Krishna's ears with the Keshar flowers. And then he says, they started decorating Krishna's hair with the Ketaki flowers. And then they started decorating Krishna's neck with the Mallika flower. And then they started making bracelet for Krishna of a Yuti flower. And then they made a waist belt for Krishna. That waist belt was made from Bakula flowers. So in this way, the gopis, they started decorating Krishna. And they were all so happy. And suddenly what happened? Krishna disappeared from there. They were all looking, where is Krishna, where is Krishna, where is Krishna? Sometimes some person say, you know, the gopis became proud. They were thinking that Krishna is only with me. And therefore, Krishna left them. And our acharya writes, no, that's not the case. Gopis never became proud. Never. Because see, envy is only for conditioned souls. Pride and envy. Gopis had no stress of pride or envy. Then why did Krishna leave gopis? Krishna wanted to give more intense experience to all the gopis. Even that finest, look, they were all completely pure. But still, if there is the intense separation from Krishna, then there is more longing, more hankering. And that longing and hankering will give more happiness, purification of heart, and more attachment towards Krishna. Therefore, Krishna left all the gopis. But Krishna did not live alone. He also went with one gopi. Now here Acharya writes that why Sukadeva Goswami did not mention the name of Sri Radha. Because Sukadeva Goswami is directly from the intimate circle of Sri Radha. If Sukadeva Goswami would have mentioned Sri Radha's name, he would have fainted, gone in ecstasy, and when he would have come back to his external conscious, nobody knew. And Sukadeva Goswami, Parishit Maharaj, is a person who is going to die. There are only 3-4 days have left. How can Sukadeva Goswami, such a compassionate soul, how can he mention Sri Radha's name? So therefore, indirectly, Anadityaya Arajita Radha, he mentions Radha's name, but still not directly. So then although gopis are looking. After some time, the gopis, they found two footprints. One of Krishna's two footprints. And next to Krishna's footprints, there are also another gopi's footprints. That's Mother Sri Radha. So then they understood, oh, this gopi is surely very special. Although she is staying with us, but she is not one of us. She is very, very special. So one of the reasons of Krishna's leaving all the gopis was he wanted to give them intense separation, intense ecstasy. And the second reason was he also wanted to show that although Sri Radha is also gopi, one amongst you, but she is not different from me. She is my expansion. So don't consider like she is one of you. This is one of the reasons Krishna left all the gopis with Sri Radha. So now they understood. They again started searching for these two footprints. After some time they found there is only one footprint. The other footprint is missing. But then they understood, oh, here at this place, the gopi was tired and she requested Krishna to carry her on his shoulder. Therefore, Krishna carried Sri Radha on his shoulder for some time. And Acharya says, why did the gopis come to this conclusion that Krishna carried this gopi on his shoulder? Because only one footprint of Krishna was there, other footprint was missing. And at this place, Krishna's footprints were more deeper into the earth. Because when he is walking alone, so the weight of Krishna's body was only certain, you know, amount. Now here after that they found when Krishna lifted Sri Radha on his shoulder, the lotus feet of Krishna's footprints, they were deep into the earth. Therefore they came to the conclusion he carried Sri Radha on his shoulder. So when they walked, they followed the footprints of Krishna. And after some time they found the same gopi, she is also sitting and crying for Krishna. He said, oh, well, you're here? Where is Krishna? Amazing. Amazing. All our acharyas, they give different explanations and their understanding, their ecstasy, they share their love, they give in their commentary. But when it comes to this point, why did Krishna leave Sri Radha? All the acharyas coming together. Sometimes people say, oh, Sri Radha became proud and therefore Krishna left her. All the acharyas says, no. The gopis cannot become proud. How can Sri Radha? She is the most compassionate. Everyone, whoever has any good quality, either that compassion, genuine love, this, whatever. Sri Radha is the ocean of good qualities. And whoever shows those good qualities, they are just taking one or two drops from those from that ocean. She is the ocean of good qualities. There is no question of that pride entering into the heart. She is the purest. But then, why did Krishna leave Sri Radha? Krishna did not leave Radha. Sri Radha left Krishna. Our Acharya writes, Krishna did not leave Radha. Sri Radha left Krishna. How? Amazing. Sri Radha's compassion is unbelievable. When Sri Radha was with Krishna, Krishna carried Sri Radha for some time on his shoulder. And Sri Radha remembered her gopi friends. Because she is so compassionate. She thought in her mind that my gopi friends, they are always with me, surrounded. I'm always surrounded by these gopis. They don't leave me even for a moment. They are always there to serve me. In this joyous occasion, I am with Krishna. I'm so happy. But those poor girls, they are in so much of separation from Krishna and from me. It's not good. And therefore, Sri Radha felt so much of compassion for the gopis. And she, out of compassion, she spoke such words that Krishna felt that Sri Radha has become proud. And therefore, Krishna left her. When Krishna left her, Sri Radha became so happy. My dear Krishna, I know you left me, but no problem. I can join with my sakis. Therefore, our Acharya writes, when Krishna left Vrindavan and he went to Mathura and Dwarka, if the sakis, if they wanted, they could have joined Krishna. They would have gone to Mathura and Dwarka with Krishna. But they did not go. You know why? Because Sri Radha did not go to Mathura and Dwarka. Why did Sri Radha didn't go? Because Sri Radha says, my dear Krishna, only in Vrindavan Dham, that mood of Vrindavan can be relished and experienced. In Mathura Dwarka, there is no Jamuna. There is no Govardhan. There are no Kalparuksha trees. There are no cows. There are no Brijavasis. So although you may be there, you know, but it is still incomplete. So the Vrindavan forest. So therefore, I'll be just in Vrindavan Dham. So Sri Radha didn't go. Therefore, the Sakis, how can they leave Sri Radha? They never leave Sri Radha's lotus feet even for a moment. Even for a moment, they don't give up the service of Sri Radha and the lotus feet of Sri Radha. So Sri Radha Mai, she joined all the gopis. And they were all so happy. Okay, Krishna is not here, but all Sakis and Sri Radha, they are all together. And then they started searching everywhere. They started asking the vines and the creepers and the trees and the deers. Everyone, did you see Shyamasundar? Did you see Krishna? They were asking everybody. They didn't get the answer. Because the gopis came to the conclusion, oh, these people, they are, you know, bribed by Krishna. Krishna has told them not to tell anyone where I am. So the one gopi said, stop searching Krishna. There is no point in searching. So what should we do? They all gathered on the bank of Jamuna. Our Acharya writes that if you try to search Krishna in the forest, even if you cry, this because of the trees and other objects, this voice will not reach to Krishna. So what we'll do? We'll sit on the bank of Jamuna. And if you really want to show Krishna's association, 100% guaranteed, you try to sing his glories, chant his holy name, Krishna, by force, he has to come to us. This is the hint our gopis have shown us. If you want Krishna, now Krishna is not with you. He is somewhere in Golok Vrindavan or some performing pastime in some other planets. But you chant his holy name. If you speak about him, if you speak his glories, Krishna will be there next to you. This is the secret or Acharya the gopis have given to us. Doesn't matter wherever you are, whichever city, whichever country you are staying with, whether you are a family member, householder, male, female, anyone, whoever you are, Krishna will come to you if you chant his glories, chant his holy name. So gopi said, forget about searching for Krishna. Just come, gather at the bank of Jamuna, and then they started singing. Beautiful. Jayati te dhikam janmana braja shayatayin dira shashvada kahi daita drishata dikshutavaka paitrita sabha twamichenpate. The gopis that are glorifying Krishna. My dear Krishna, you are in Vrindavan Dham. You are the prince. of Vrindavan. You are the master of our heart. And this Vrindavan Dham has become glorious by the touch of your lotus feet. And our acharyas, different acharyas, they give such a beautiful commentary on this Gopi Gita. They write, the Vrindavan Dham, although looks very simple, but it's more opulent than Vaikuntha Dham. How it's more opulent than Vaikuntha Dham? Because every tree is a Kalpavruksha tree. Vrindavan sand, one dust particle of Vrindavan sand is more costly and opulent than entire Vaikuntha planet. And one of the acharya says, hey, how can you say like this? Then he says, Lakshmi Devi, she is a mistress of Vaikuntha planet. She is the boss. She is the mistress of Vaikuntha planet. But in Vrindavan Dham, what is that? Shrayata Indira Sashvadatrahi. In Vaikuntha planet, she is a mistress. But in Vrindavan Dham, she is serving menially. Our Acharya writes, she is serving menially in Vrindavan Dham. She is also trying to assist the gopis because somebody told her. Want that gopi bhav, that love of gopis? You have to serve them, be like them. So she is also serving in Vrindavan Dham. So therefore, Vrindavan is more opulent than Vaikuntha. But our acharya is like that. And then our acharya. So the next verse says, what are the glories of the gopis? Very amazing. When Mantara, what is time? 7:16. Can someone tell me how long we can go on?
He can go 15 minutes, Prabhuji.
15 minutes, okay. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. So, unbelievable explanation. My humble request, you can please, all our acharyas have given different commentaries on the Gopi Gita. It's so sweet. It's so nectarian. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Chiva Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and other acharyas. It's unbelievable nectarian. So, Mantara, she gave, she told Kaikeyi Mata that you banished Lord Ram to the forest for 14 years. And then Kaikeyi says, why exactly 14? Why not 13? Why not 15, 16? Then Mantara says, because according to the law and the psychology of material world is, if someone is away from you for 14 years, 14 years, if someone is away from you and no phone calls, no connection, no contacts during this 14 years, then that person is as good as dead for you. If you are away from someone for 14 years, no contacts, nothing, then that person, you can also perform last rites for that person, yeah, according to Shastra. And therefore, she thought that if you banish Lord Ram for 14 years, then all the Ayodhyavasis, they will forget about Lord Ram. This was the logic. So when Uddhava came to Vrindavan Dham, and 14, there are many, many years had passed. So Uddhava was thinking that, by the nature of this law, or laws of nature of this world, the gopis and prajavasis, they must have forgotten Krishna. So they have just forgotten Krishna, everything should be natural. When Uddhava came, and he saw, yes, everything was smoothly going on everywhere. All the gopis, they are performing their household duties. milking the cows and cooking and everything, jolly, happily singing, dancing. Uddhava thought, oh, they must have forgotten Krishna. Then Uddhava says to one gopi, oh, gopi, Krishna has gone to Mathura for so many years back, and still you are singing his glories? One gopi says, who says Krishna left Vrindavan? Uddhava becomes confused. Krishna went to Mathura, Dwarka, you don't know that? He says, Uddhavji, who says Krishna left Vrindavan? He's here just few hours back. Krishna stole butter from my house. Just few hours back, he stole butter from me, my house. I'm wondering, I'm now, you know, so much of worry. How to stop this Krishna from creating such a mischievous activities? Uddhava says, are you sure Krishna stole butter in your house? He says, yes. And then one of the gopi understood that Uddhava has become confused. And the gopi says, my dear Uddhavaji, don't think that, you know, we are like those majestic people. If someone is away from us more than 14 years, then we'll forget us. We can never forget Krishna, even for a moment. Just like a fish. Fish cannot live without water. Even if you keep just for a minute, if you bring a fish out of the water, fish will die. And the fact is, we are living, we are surviving, and we are serving Krishna. That shows that Krishna is present in Vrindavan. Krishna has not left us. Otherwise, we would have gone dead. We have become dead. But Krishna is there, here with us all the time. Therefore, we are present. And then one of the gopis says, according to material natures, according to the law of material love, is that either you are with your beloved or you are away from your beloved. It has no use. Because if you are away from the person who you love, if that person is away from you, you still forget him or forget her. And even if you are staying together, the lover and the beloved, they are staying together. They are just sitting next to them. But the gopi says this. This is what Acharya writes this. If there is an estrangement between these two, if there is an estrangement between these two, then although they are sitting together, still they are not staying together. They are far away. Estrangement means manmutav. Some kind of, you know, some quarrel has happened. Some manmutav, estrangement. If there is an estrangement between these two, lover and the beloved, so although they are sitting together, still they are not with each other. And even if there is apart from others, still it is not. But in our case, even if Krishna is away from us, he is in Mathura and Dwarka, then how are we surviving here? Then the gopi gives an example. Just like the water. In the water, lotus flower is in the some lake on the planet Earth. And moon rises in the sky. So there is although there is so much of distance, moon is shining in the sky and lotus flower grows in the water. But simply by those moon rays, lotus blossoms. It's not necessary that moon has to come and embrace the lotus flower and then only the lotus flower will blossom. No, although the moon is present in the sky, but simply by the moon rays touch and lotus flower is on the earth planet, still there is connection. So similarly, if it happens in the mundane world, for us, we have direct spiritual connection. Krishna is inside our heart. Krishna is outside. Krishna is everywhere. Krishna is everywhere. He's in front of my eyes. He's my left side. He's present in my right side. Everywhere there is a Krishna. This is the glory of the gopis. Okay, last one shloka. I'll just discuss one more. Sharadudashaye sadhujatasa sarasijo Dara Sri Mushadrusha Suratanath Te Ashulka Dasika Varadhani Nato Neha Kimbata. The gopis are glorifying Krishna as they say, "My dear Krishna, we are your maid servants and we are serving you without any payment. Ashulka dasika. And you are trying to kill us. We are suffering. We are dying without you, without your presence. In separation, we are dying here. And you are not coming in front of us. It's a cruelty, my dear Krishna. And you are not killing one or two gopis. You are killing millions of gopis. So, but because we love you, we don't want that you will get the sin of killing millions of gopis. Therefore, please come in front of us." Gopis love is so highest. And the next loka, the gopis, let's just translate it. The next loka gopis is, "Visha jala peya vyala rakshasa varshama ruta vaidyuta nala rishamayatma ja vishvato bhaya vrishabhati vayam rakshitam." The gopis are requesting Krishna, "My dear Krishna, previously you saved your Vrishabhasis from this, you know, reign of Indra. So you lifted the golden hill and you protected all the Vrishabhasis. We challenge you. This rain which Indra sent, you protected all the gopis. But in your separation, all these gopis, we are all crying so much. And the tears, we are shedding so much of tears. The quantity of tears is more than Indra's rain. Indra's rain was nothing. It is nothing in front of our tears. Now we want to see how you will protect your Brajavasis from being carried by our flood of our tears. Because we are shedding so much of tears in your separation. This will wash away all your whole Vrindavan and all your cows, your Brajavasis, Mother Yashoda, and everyone will be just swayed away because of the tears. Therefore, please protect your Brajavasis and come in the presence. Please come in front of us and save your Brajavasis because we are crying so much." It's such a nectar. It's unbelievable nectar. So my request to you, please read these commentaries of his acharyas and the Gopi Gita. It's unbelievable. So good. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, thank you so very much for such a nectarian class. I was so happy to see that you were giving class for us again today. And I was also so grateful to hear you singing the shlokas because when you first started speaking, I was thinking, oh, I hope he sings for us today. So thank you so very much for the class. It was so nectarian and just the way that you explain the gopis' dedication to Krishna and Radharani's special position in reference to Krishna was just so beautiful. So thank you, thank you. And I hope to see you back again soon. Hari Bol.
Please give your blessing, Mataji.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Such wonderful class and beautiful songs you are singing. And do you have time for questions, Prabhuji?
Yes, Mataji. Yes, Mataji. No problem. From my side, absolutely no problem.
If anybody have any questions,
Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for taking time and giving Krishna Katha, speaking about Radharani, the position of Radharani. Thank you so much.
I need the blessings of all of you, Vaishnava and Vaishnavis. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanva, Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. I just wanted to thank you very much because I've heard this this past times many times, but the way you explained it, it helped me to understand it a little more clearly because I was always so sad. I was like, oh no, why the separation? Do they have to? But the way you explained it, it just made it so much more real for me, and I was able to listen listen to you closing my eyes and see it in my mind. I'm like, oh my God, this is makes so much sense. Thank you so much. So I really appreciate the demonstration and the narration and your compassion and love when expressing it. You know, you could just feel the love and the intensity in your words. It's coming from your heart. So may Krishna continuously bless you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for your blessings, Mataji. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandat pranams.
Pranam.
Prabhuji, I have a question. Lord Chaitanya is Radha Krishna himself, and the gopis came as his associates in Chaitanya Leela. And why don't we see any reciprocation of love or Ras Leela in Chaitanya Leela, Prabhuji?
Wow, amazing question, Mataji, and please listen. Prabhupada and all our acharyas, they have told many times, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing Harinam Sankirtan at Shriva's Angan, that Harinam Sankirtan is non-different from Rasa Leela. They are singing Hare Krishna Mantra. Even today, whoever and whichever place perform that Harinam Sankirtan, that is non-different than Rasli. Now please understand, singing Hare Krishna Mantra, and Kirtan, it is not other Leelas, not herding the cows, is that. It is directly Rasleela. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Harinam Sankirtan is a Rasleela. So therefore, Mahaprabhu, every day he performed Rasa Leela. Krishna did not perform Rasa Leela every day. Of course, he performed Rasa Leela with the gopis. But Mahaprabhu, he also performed the same Rasa Leela with his intimate associates at the house of Shiva Sangan and also on the street of Navadeep. That was Rasa Leela.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Today's class is so wonderfully explained, and the way that you are singing the slokas, it felt like we are there. It was so immense for us. Thank you so much for that today's class and making us feel that way. And Prabhuji, I have one question. When Radha is so dear to Krishna, and out of all the gopis, she's the dearest one, but why didn't he get married to Radha, but to Satyabhama and Rukmini? What is the reason behind that?
Yes. Of course, Radha is non-different from Krishna. So there is no question whether Krishna is marrying Radha or not marrying. Other queens, there is a difference. But Sri Radha, she's like an not even Ardhangini. She is same. Krishna himself. Sri Radha is Krishna himself and Krishna is Sri Radha also. But on this in this material world, Krishna wants to experience and relish that Parakiya Bhav. Parakiya Bhav. In Golok Vrindavan, there is a Swakiya Bhav. Means they are officially all the gopis, Sri Radha, they are officially, you can say married, or they are always officially belong to Krishna. But in this material world, in the Bhava Vrindavan, Krishna performs very sweet pastime of Parakiya Bhav. Now on the spiritual realm, it is more relishable than the Sukhya. Our Acharya writes, although the gopis had husbands, Jiva Goswami writes this, and Vishnu Chakra Thakur also writes, the gopis had husbands, but these husbands were the manifestation of Krishna's internal potency. Where this, as it is, I'm telling you the line. The husbands of the gopis, they were the manifestation of Krishna's internal energy. That means those forms, the husbands, their forms were illusory forms. They were not real husbands. Just like, for example, Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu is a so-called husband of Sri Radha. And Abhimanyu is an expansion of Krishna's shadow. So although these gopis, they belong to Krishna, but still in this Bhava Vrindavan, Krishna performs such a pastimes, it becomes very, although Krishna rasa vaisaha, he is the ocean of all the rasas. So he knows how to enjoy. So for better enjoyment for, so the gopis, they are all assisting Krishna. So in this Bhava Vrindavan, Krishna performs a parakiya rasa lila. This parakiya bhav is not present in Rukmini or Satyabhama and other queens. This is present only in the Vrindavan Dham. And therefore, whether they get, of course, Krishna officially got married to Sri Radha. It is mentioned in Garga Samhita. It is also mentioned in different shastras also. He officially got married. And the same time, and the other gopis also were married to Krishna. And Sri Radha also was married. But then again, for Parakya Rasa, officially he didn't show to the world that I am married.
Thank you, Guruji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful class. Whenever you come, it is very pleasing because you do live kirtan. It pleases us. Thank you, Prabhuji, your association. I really like your kirtan and class. Hare Krishna, thank you so much.
Pranam.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for such a wonderful class, Prabhu. Yesterday, few of us were reading Krishna book, and you know how the virgin girls and the other ladies, how they felt satisfied seeing Krishna and things. And it often disturbed me, being a neophyte devotee. It disturbs my mind so much whenever I read such things. So I usually avoid, but it came up in the group. So I read, and you know, but after listening to your class, it relieved me so much of my disturbance, and I would love to share this class with them as well so that they get the relief as well. And again, and thank you so much, and such a nectarian class, and thank you, so grateful. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, koti koti dandavat pranam to you, Lotus Feet.
Pranam, pranam.
If no one have any further questions, we can end the call here.
Prabhuji, I just have one more question. Do you mind sharing your email address? Because I have something that I would like to send you, if that's okay.
Yeah. Fine. My email is, Sivaram. Sivaram. Sivaram.
.rns. Okay.
@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Thank you, Mataji. So I'll end here, Mataji.
Prabhuji, one more question, Prabhuji. I don't know how to ask this.
I thought everyone has finished their part. Okay. Question, no problem. I can ask.
People in this material world, when you marry someone, or in the married life, or anything in this material world, people in terms of loving, they say, I wanted somebody like Radha, the love between Radha Krishna. But then when you are married, then you wanted to have a husband like Rama, right? So then when you are attached to Krishna, how would you see the relationship with your partner to be?
Our Acharya writes so beautifully. that in this world, all the jivas, by nature, their prakriti. Prakriti means female. Although male, Purusha, Prabhuji is, although they are in a male body, but originally, jiva is a prakriti. So, just for the sake of keeping our family together and performing our responsibilities, we have to act. If like someone is husband, so he will act like husband. If someone is a wife, he will act like a wife and children. Because this, we are in this material world and we are in this material body. So we have to respect the laws of nature. As long as we are in this material body, we have to perform our duties and we have to do our duties. Inside of our heart, we should know that my real master, hero, the life of my soul is Krishna. And Krishna Prem is such a wonderful prema. In this Krishna Prem, you can include your husband, you can include your wife, you can include all your children. This is the great beauty of Krishna Prema. And same time, you can maintain your that pure relationship with Krishna, having your husband, wife, and everyone together. And amazingly, unbelievably, when we perform our responsibilities together nicely, suppose someone is a wife, and she's taking care of children, she's taking care of husband, she's also doing her household duties, and she's chanting Hare Krishna, reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Just by doing all these services, ultimate offer, the benediction is given, that slowly, slowly, by the end of our life, if you are really genuine, humble, serious, never committed any Vaishnava aparad, always chanting, Prabhupada says 16 rounds every day, if you follow all the standards, before even dying or between even before even getting that too old, one develops that prema for Krishna. Whichever bhav we have developed for Krishna, Krishna reciprocates. And Krishna, automatically, that person starts loving Krishna with so much of intensity, with that bhav. And although that person is husband or a wife or a child, whoever is that, but that power is given to that person by the mercy of Acharyas and mercy of Krishna. So therefore, it never clashes that, oh, I am a male and I am a female and I have household duties and same time I have to love Krishna. How this will adjust? No, no, no. There is no extra arrangement needed. Simply by doing our duties, you just love Krishna within your heart. And finally, that whole plate will be given to us. And then when that prem will become sprouted in our heart, the person will dance in ecstasy. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Guruji. I like the way that you are smiling in between my question. That makes me so happy. So happy. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for enlightening class today. We are very grateful to you and we are look forward to your association again in the future. Let's pay our obeisance to Prabhuji and all assembled devotees. Vancha kalpa tarupesha kripa ग्रंथराज रासल्ला की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय श्री राम प्रभु जी की जय
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Krishna. Beautiful. Thank you, all devotees. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much.